Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, good evening and welcome to the John Whitmer Show, sponsored by Wink Hartman and the Hartman Group of Companies. Thrilled to have you with us this evening here at your local liberal resistance headquarters. Coming up here in just a few minutes, we're going to need all the liberal resistance we can get. Greg Williams will be here. We're going to debate Kamala Harris and Donald Trump. And trust me, I'll need all the defense I could get for that one. Glad to have you with us this evening. If you'd like to call in, our studio lines are open. You can reach us at 316-869-1330 by email at john@knssradio.com, on Facebook and True Social at The John Whitmer Show, and on X at John R. Whitmer. Reach out. Would love to hear from you. Also, a reminder, you can catch my new daily feature, the Carry On Commentary. It's a 60-second daily feature that's hosted by me, packaged up. It's heard Monday through Friday during the days here on KNSS. So listen to that every day on KNSS, the Carry On Commentary. Also, don't forget the Sedgwick County Republican Party Grand Ole Picnic coming up September 21st. More information is to come on that. I want to thank everybody for coming out to the fundraiser we had just last week at Cozine. Raised over $15,000 for our Get Out the Vote efforts. So appreciate everyone's support. Getting ready to come out so that we can beat Democrats coming up in the fall. Speaking of beating Democrats, got a great show tonight. Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach will join us here to kick off our 8 o'clock hour to discuss a lawsuit filed by his office in federal court this week designed to stop the Biden-Harris administration from giving illegal aliens Obamacare benefits. Yeah, taxpayer-paid health insurance to illegals. That sounds like a brilliant idea. We'll bring you another Why Can't We Be Friends segment this week, featuring a conversation between myself and longtime radio personality Greg Williams. We've done this once before. We're going to try and do it periodically, where we respectively present a conservative and liberal perspective on various topics. Tonight, we'll debate the merits of the two 2024 presidential candidates, Kamala Harris and Donald Trump. Needless to say, will not be representing the Harris-Waltz campaign. Sedgwick County Commissioner Ryan Beatty will be with us to discuss their proposal to create an 8-quarter or half-cent county sales tax designed to decrease property taxes. And, of course, we'll be taking your calls at 316-869-1330. So we've got a great show planned for you, and I, of course, want your calls. Before we get to all that, however, as you know, the Democratic National Convention, I'd like to call it the Democrat National Convention because I don't think there's much Democratic anymore about that party. But the DNC kicks off tomorrow, and I want to take a few moments to prepare you for what's coming should you be ill-advised enough to tune in to watch the malarkey fest that we're going to get over the next 4 days. A spoiler alert, it's going to be more of the same. You know, recycled talking points, divisive rhetoric, and a whole slew of empty promises. First things first, don't believe the hype. The Democrat National Convention is not going to be a beacon of hope or unity. Instead, brace yourselves for a parade of woke commentary and pandering that will make your head spin. We'll see the usual suspects roll out their carefully rehearsed lines about how America needs to embrace their vision of inclusivity, which somehow always seems to exclude half the country. Expect speeches that take aim at MAGA extremists, because in the Democrats' world, if you support former President Trump or his policies, you must be part of some dangerous fringe element. And let's talk about what's really going to be on display. The convention is going to be a masterclass in blaming Republicans for everything wrong in the country, despite the fact that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris have been running the show for the last 3.5 years. From economic woes to social issues, you'll hear that it's all the fault of the GOP and by extension Donald Trump and by more extension you. They'll paint a picture of a country in crisis and they'll tell you that the only their policies, those policies that haven't been able to successfully implement or manage in the past, can now all of a sudden save us. It's a well-worn script that's designed to stir up anger and division rather than offer any real solutions. Kamala Harris will roll out a slew of empty promises that if she thought could actually work, or if she had any intention of actually implementing, she'd have done so 3.5 years ago. But that's not their plan. Again, they're just pandering. And speaking of solutions, don't expect to see any of those. Don't expect to see any concrete plans for addressing our nation's most pressing issues. The Democrats have mastered the art of crafting lengthy wish lists that sound great on paper but fall apart under scrutiny. Their socialist utopian promises about expanding social programs, increasing healthcare access, or combating climate change are always grand, but rarely come with a roadmap for implementation or any way to pay for themselves. They might talk about ambitious goals, but they often neglect to provide the specifics or the means to pay for any of it. We're talking about tax increases that could hit our hardworking Americans and businesses, or perhaps a borrowing spree that will add to our already staggering national debt. We'll hear a lot about fairness and equity, but what does that mean in practical terms? It often translates to higher taxes for the middle class, or more regulations on business and more government intervention in our lives. The Democrats are adept at making it sound like they're working for the little guy while actually pushing policies that could stifle economic growth and limit opportunities. And folks, let's not forget about the blame game. The rhetoric will be thick and furious. Trump will be a central figure of criticism, not because of any particular policy or action he took, but because he's become a convenient scapegoat for every problem under the sun. The Democrats seem to believe that by continuously attacking Trump and his supporters, they can distract from their own shortcomings and their own failures at leadership and failures to avoid to address their own failures in office. Unity, you won't find that in Chicago next week. The Democrat Party's definition of unity often seems to involve getting everyone to agree with their worldview and marginalizing those who don't. Real unity requires listening, understanding, and, wait for it, compromise. Qualities that seem to be in short supply at their conventions, and instead expect a lot of self-congratulatory backpatting and lectures about how the other side is to blame for everything. So as we head into this convention, keep your eyes peeled and your critical thinking caps on. Don't be swayed by the flashy rhetoric or the rock and roll music or the celebrities that they'll trot out fresh from their, you know, private jet rides into Chicago. The emotionally charged speeches are just that, speeches. Remember that actions speak louder than words, and history has shown us that the promises made at these conventions often fail to materialize into tangible results. This convention, the Democrat-like convention, might make for some entertaining television, but when the cameras are off and the speeches are over, we'll be left with the same old problems and no new solutions. It's up to us to stay informed and stay skeptical and demand accountability from those who seek to lead our nation. That's what's coming up for you starting tomorrow and running through Thursday. And, hey, you know what? On second thought, you'd be better off watching paint dry. We'll take a quick break, and then we'll bring you another Why Can't We Be Friends segment featuring a conversation between myself and radio personality Greg Williams debating the merits of the two 2024 presidential candidates. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk, sponsored by Americans for Prosperity Kansas. Every Thursday, AFP Action activates the largest grassroots community operation in the country. They join together and phone into key federal races across the U.S. Every week presents a new opportunity for you to join thousands of dedicated citizens committed to being the most impactful grassroots army in America. You can join AFP every Thursday from 3 to 7 p.m. in order to phone for freedom. If you'd like more information, visit AmericansForProsperity.org to sign up today. And while you're online, don't forget to follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook and True Social pages, and follow me on Twitter or X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. Well, the November 5th general election is 79 days from today. The Democratic National Convention begins tomorrow. And now that National Democrats have finished their palace coup and installed their unelected nominee, I figured what better way than the present, or better time than the present, rather, to bring in my favorite liberal for another episode of Why Can't We Be Friends, in order to discuss, you know, the merits of the pros and cons of the two campaigns. So with us now is our longtime radio personality, Greg Williams, my favorite liberal. How are you, brother?
I'm doing good. My favorite conservative friend.
How many do you have?
I've got a few, actually. Yeah, I've got a few.
Okay, yeah, that's good.
I'm sure not many of them are in your audience tonight.
They might. See, you know, one of the things I did in preparation for this, I wanted to go to the two websites. I went to, and by the way, if I start getting spam or emails from the Harris campaign, I'm going to blame you.
Oh, God.
But I went to KamalaHarris.com. I just Kamala, whatever her name is. I went to Kamala.
Yeah.
KamalaHarris.com. And I looked at her website, and then I went to DonaldJTrump.com and went to his website. Okay. On the very first tab on DonaldJTrump.com, very first tab is platform. And you can click it, and there are 20 platforms. This is his platform.
Are you talking about that that clown of a 2025 project?
No, 2025 is not affiliated with the campaign.
He said that he embraces and supports.
He actually has not said that.
Okay.
He has said he does not support that. He has we got to stick to facts.
Okay.
He has said he does not support Project 2025. He has his own platform, and it's listed on his website. Okay. When you go to Kamala Harris, there's Meet Kamala.
Kamala.
There's Meet Tim Walz, and then there's Volunteer, and of course there's Donate. But there is no policy platform anywhere on her website. You can get no information about them, about what they stand for, about what positions that you're looking to make sure I'm correct. But there's not a single piece of policy information on this website at all. I'm looking at it as we sit here. So my first question for you, Greg, is why? Why won't they put out any policy positions? What are they hiding? Why is she afraid?
Well, first of all, let's look at the facts and how much we have done well under the Biden administration that most of my Republican friends and Trump supporters fail to understand. Inflation.
Okay, for the record, he's not answering the question.
I am answering the question. The total jobs added by Joseph Robinette Biden, 15.7 million jobs compared to Donald Trump's 6.7 million.
Now, that's not even counting the
7 million jobs he lost with the pandemic. Okay?
We'll pause because you do know that according to Forbes, because I knew you were going to ask this, the New York, and Forbes is not a liberal paper, the New York Times and the Washington Post, 93% of the jobs added under Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, were only
Kamala
Harris, whatever. Okay, Biden Harris. We'll just say under Biden Harris, 92% of the jobs added under Biden Harris were just jobs that were coming back after the pandemic. The other 8% are government created jobs. So those numbers are artificially inflated.
But, well, and the data doesn't support Trump's claim that he had the greatest economy in the history of the world either.
We can address that, but answer my first question.
Biden wins that argument under his...
I get that. Answer my first question. Why can't I find a single policy position that she's running on?
You know, to get a clear answer to that question, I suggest that you speak to the campaign manager of the Harris campaign.
Okay, well, then let me back this up. You're obviously supporting Harris... Harris Waltz, so I don't have to keep getting criticized for mispronouncing
her
name.
Let me say this.
Why don't I just call her Kaklin?
Let me say this. Anybody but Trump.
Okay, so you're
anybody but Trump.
You're an ABT guy. You're an anybody but Trump guy. You're
just like there are people that are Trump no matter what.
Yeah, which I wasn't. I mean, I was very public that in the beginning I liked Ron DeSantis. Now I'm anybody but Harris. But you know, I'm all in for Trump and Vance. I think that's the winning ticket. That's our nominee, and I'm supporting him 110%. But here's the thing that scares me about that ticket, the one that you're. It's been almost a month since Harris has held a press conference or done any kind of meaningful interview, unless you count the one yesterday where Walz and Harris interviewed each other. But other than that, they have not done a single meaningful interview. So I'm curious why they're afraid to answer questions about their policy.
Well, positions. That's purely conjecture invoke fear as the reason.
So I won't take fear out. Why Thank won't you. They sit for an interview? Why won't they release policy
positions? The truth
positions?
Of the matter is, I don't know.
Okay,
but I can only assume that it's what been 30 days since they they're moving everything around. I mean, we're in the midst of a historic moment in America.
It's a long
politics.
Time since we've had a coup. that's what it was. I mean, let's be honest. She's never received a single vote for a delegate. She's never received one single delegate vote in her entire life, and yet all of a sudden she's being coronated as the nominee. Joe Biden got 41 million votes, and you're throwing him out like yesterday's garbage.
Oh, come on.
Well, I mean, they are. I mean, call a spade a spade.
And the reality is 78-year-old Donald Trump, based off of the recent
At least
press
he doesn't need a drool
speech
cup
appearances
and
he's had, it's time that the nation start questioning his mental acuity, because the guy rambles off. He doesn't stay on script. He forgets stuff. He was giving a speech in Montana and just, like, stopped for seconds, and the crowd's just, like, waiting for Donald Trump to finally start speaking, and then he finally starts speaking again. So,
and do I need to play you some audio clips of Kamala or Harris and her doing some of the same stuff or some of the wacky, or how about the fact that her cadence and her accent comes and goes depending on the audience?
I'm not going to judge anybody on their cadence. I'm not going to judge anybody on their accent.
I'm just saying.
I want to judge them on their ability to do the job.
Okay, let's do that. Let's talk about the ability to do the job.
Proven prosecutor, attorney general of the largest state in the nation, which in and of itself could be its own country, a U.S. senator, a one-term U.S. senator, and let's not forget the great job that Barack Obama did for 8 years as our nation's leader.
What does that have anything to do with the price
He was a one-term
China.
U.S. senator from the state of Illinois as well.
Right, but what does Barack Obama's record have anything to do with Harris Waltz?
But I'm not saying it does. I'm just saying that don't belittle the fact of what she has accomplished in her lifetime and her
so
body
point
of
to
work.
One success
so
of Kamala Harris is while she's been vice president. One
well,
success.
You and I both know to make that argument is ignorant, because the vice president.
You're
the
one
United,
who said to run
no,
on a record.
The vice president of the United States doesn't do anything, and it doesn't matter
Thank
if
you.
It's going to be J.D. Vance.
Can we record that one?
The vice president of the United States has a nothing job. It's the most worthless job in government.
It certainly has been.
And yeah, so to try to use a record of being vice president at a basis to measure her ability to do the job is just wrong.
Okay. Let's do this. We'll take a quick break, and then we're going to come back and talk about some of her and Donald Trump. We can talk about both of their policy positions, their records when she was a senator, since we're going to discard her time as vice president, even though she was the border czar, but apparently that doesn't count. So we'll throw both of those out. We'll take a look at what they've done and what positions they've taken in their past. Or where you're listening to the John Whitmer show.
The border rule that your guy told his peeps to vote down. Yeah. Okay. Are we going to break?
Yes, we're going to take a break. You're listening to the John Whitmer show on 98.7 at 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We back right after this.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nicely done on the intro music tonight, Phil. Very nice.
Yeah, I like it.
Very appropriate for this guest. Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk, sponsored by Wink Hartman and the Hartman Group of Companies. If you don't listen to Odyssey already, KNSS already, but you've tried, you know, maybe to find us, you can always download the free Odyssey app. Simply download Odyssey, that's AUDACY, and search for KNSS to get all your latest news, weather, and traffic updates whenever you need them. And, of course, while you're downloading and searching online, you can find and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook and through social pages, and find and follow me on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. So Greg seems to have some memory problems. He's struggling to identify Kamala Harris. So I will remind you that when she was in the Senate, she gladly accepted the moniker of being the most liberal woman in the United States Senate. So what policy positions has she held? Well, let's refresh the audience.
Yeah, I am radical. We need to get radical about what we are doing and take it seriously. As President of the United States, I am prepared to get rid of the filibuster to pass a Green New Deal. There's no question I'm in favor of banning fracking. We have to have a buyback program, and I support a mandatory buyback program.
I believe it will totally eliminate private insurance.
Let's eliminate all of them.
But would you support changing the dietary guidelines? The food pyramid.
Yes.
To reduce red meat specifically.
Yes, I would.
Raise your hand if your government plan would provide coverage for undocumented immigrants.
She raised
her
hand.
Where do you stand on defund the police?
This whole movement is about rightly saying we need to take a look at these budgets.
And yeah, I am radical. We need to get radical about what we are doing.
So there you have it. Just to run down what you heard there, she supports defunding the police, free health care for illegals, free college, free resources for community-owned grocery stores, free housing, decriminalizing border crossings, decriminalizing the border, open borders, defunding the police, banning fracking and the Green New Deal. You know, you and I have not discussed all those topics. We've discussed a couple of them, but is this a mainstream ticket that that can appeal to independents and moderates?
I want to talk about the facts under policy under Democratic leadership.
Okay.
And the fact of the matter is that Joe Biden, under his leadership, has created more jobs by county in the entire nation, including here in Sedgwick County, under Biden-Harris administration.
Biden created jobs in Sedgwick County?
Absolutely.
I wasn't aware that Biden grew jobs. You're talking about those jobs that all came back because they got laid off during the pandemic?
I mean, the workforce
after he shut down
grew
businesses
under both presidents.
He forced mandates on us and forced us to wear masks.
Policies. U.S. manufacturing under Biden-Harris policies through the roof compared to what it was during the Trump years. I mean, it's insane. If people look at the numbers and they truly allow themselves to be educated, then they will see for themselves that job creation by industry across the board, construction, manufacturing, transportation and warehousing, I'm not going to mention government. Professional business services.
Because that's where all the jobs were created.
Private education and health services, leisure and hospitality by astronomical margins.
Okay, so let me give you, since you like facts.
Policies have produced these results.
Since you like facts, I will give you some counterfacts. Under Harris, the median housing payment has increased $1,000 a month. Overall housing costs are up 50%. The cost of home ownership is at the highest in three decades.
And that's a
hold on. I listen to you. A loaf of bread costs 50% more today than before the pandemic. Ground beef is up almost 50%. Food was cheaper when President Trump was in the White House. Kamala Harris inexplicably rails against Trump's successful tax cuts. However, she wants to raise taxes on people making low and middle income folks. She wants to eliminate taxes that cut taxes for 91% of Americans. Here's another fact for you. You're going to love this one. I mean, I think you'll love this one because I know how you feel about taxes and spending and things like that. You've got an economy right now that the average people in the United States say that they believe 79% of them believe that the economy under Harris will be worse than Trump. And that's not Republicans.
Well,
that's Democrats and
independents. I know my property taxes under this Republican schedule county commissioner through the roof.
I wish
you talk about taxes. Let's talk about that. And fact of the matter is that home values have been rising rapidly.
Uh-huh.
We know this, all right?
That's because they're overinflated.
And it started when Trump took office. The medium home sale price increased by about $30,000. It's been increasing over the years. And so this is something that has been happening steadily over the last 20 years.
Do you think inflation has it? Because, you know, inflation when Donald Trump left office was at 1%. At the peak of the Biden-Harris administration, it was at 9%. It's still sitting at 3%. Are they not responsible for that?
Let's not discount the fact that we are still recovering from a pandemic.
Oh, my gosh.
And the fact of the matter is...
It's the pandemic's fault.
When you look at the pandemic that happened...
All we need is 3 weeks to end the curve.
When you look at the pandemic that actually started in 2019, but they didn't tell the world about it until 2020.
It's a pandemic's fault.
And the first 2 years of the Biden-Harris administration... There was a lot of recovery still going on, and in fact, there's still a lot of recovery.
Yes.
It's a lot of jobs.
We just need three more weeks to flatten the curve, right?
Oh my God.
Well, I'm just saying. We're still talking with Greg Williams.
Oh, my God.
Look, an avid Harris supporter. You mentioned the Democrat Party. Because you've got their convention that starts tomorrow.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about the current state of the Democrat Party. There are already protesters right now they're estimating anywhere from 1,000 protesters already lining up outside. Trust me, these are not J6ers or Republicans. These are all leftists who are already lining out. Democrats are currently advocating their signage that has gone up from the DNC at the convention that says the Democrat Party is, quote, giving out, quote, free abortions and vasectomies at their convention. Does that represent, and this is from the DNC, free abortions and vasectomies at the convention.
Okay.
Does that represent a party that appeals to independents and mainstream Americans?
The Democratic Party has always been a party with a huge umbrella that has welcomed in.
Really?
All opinions, thoughts.
Okay.
Then do
you think the Democrat Party welcomes pro-life Democrats?
Sure.
Really?
Yeah, why not?
Because I have not met a single elected Democrat who's pro-life. In the Kansas House, there was one, and they kicked her out. In this last session, there was one conservative, fiscally conservative Democrat. His name was Marvin Robinson, and Laura Kelly spent over $1 million getting him kicked out in his primary.
Okay.
Well, that's a fact.
One thing you do very well, John, is you
recite the facts.
You take issues and you tend to encapsulate them into isolated issues.
I give you data.
You can't do that. And
I can't give you data.
You talk about the blind leading the blind.
Okay.
I.e., your followers and many others.
you mean our listeners?
Whatever,
okay, let me ask you this.
Whatever the case may be.
Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson and an organization called the Journey for Justice Alliance are introducing at tomorrow's convention what they call an equity or else quality of life platform. It's going to be introduced as part of the platform at the DNC tomorrow. It is to address what they call systemic racial inequalities in 9 key political areas. The platform includes concepts like free college, free health care for illegals, federal resources for community-owned grocery stores, guaranteed housing, and reparations. Do you think that is the face of today's Democrat Party, and does that appeal to moderates, independents, never-Trumpers? I mean, is that kind of a party platform that can appeal to Joe Lunchpail, who's trying to make ends meet?
Look, again, the Democratic Party is a party where everybody has a voice. It does not necessarily mean that voice turns into policy. And that's what I love about our system of government. The checks and balances between executive, legislative, judicial. At some point, it all works out.
Okay.
And it all gets worked out through
the three different... So those are too extreme, you would say.
Well, I would think they're a little bit on the heavy
side.
Do
you know that when she ran for president in 2020, Kamala Harris supported every single one of those policies.
I don't think she... Look, every politician evolves. And smart
make a note on the chalkboard. That's an X in my column.
Smart politicians adapt.
That's a win for Whitmer.
Even Donald Trump did that while he was in office.
So she's adapting
He adapted. That's because a smart politician sees what it is and what it needs to be and what it can be and what it should be.
So she is also for banning fracking, which is a massive industry in, for example, the battleground state of Pennsylvania. She supports the Green New Deal, mandatory gun buybacks, defunding the police, and decriminalizing the border. Are those policies? This is all things that she has advocated in the past. You just heard the audio clip where she advocated for those things.
Again,
are those mainstream?
This is where the legislative part of our government is a beautiful thing, because with the system of checks and balances, it all weighs out in the end.
Okay, that's fair. So let me read you this. Number one, seal the border and stop the immigrant invasion. Would you agree with that concept?
There's a problem, yes.
Okay, that's a problem.
Yeah, but it wasn't enough of a problem for your Republican friends to do the right thing in Congress.
I got you. So you agree and voted into law.
They listened to the nominee who told them, don't vote for it because I need it as a political issue. So if anybody put politics above policy,
you know how this works. I'm coming up on a break. Let me read you a couple of others. End inflation. And make America affordable again.
Well, we've been talking about that my entire life. We've been talking about that.
But do you agree with the concept of ending inflation and making things affordable?
Inflation is never good under any price.
Okay. How about make America the dominant energy producer in the world?
We are. And if people did their homework, they would know that.
How about stop outsourcing and turn the United States into a manufacturing superpower?
I absolutely agree that we need to turn the United States into a manufacturing superpower.
How about no tax on tips?
I agree that there should be no tax on tips. However, both candidates agree on that.
Yeah, but she took it from him.
I think there should be no taxes on bonuses and job performance bonuses.
Okay. How about this one? Defend our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, and our fundamental freedoms, including the freedom of speech, religion, and the right to bear arms.
Absolutely. Something that... I'm not so sure Trump and his followers fully understand.
Okay. How about rebuild our cities, including Washington, D.C., making them safe, clean, and beautiful?
Not just Washington, D.C., but right here in Wichita.
Downtown Wichita.
We have a homeless issue across the nation.
I agree.
We have cities that are in disrepair, that are falling apart, and we need to start some urban revitalization projects nationwide across all of our municipalities.
Okay. So you agree with, I just mentioned about half of the things, about 10 things there. You agree with every one of them. Oh, fight to protect Social Security and Medicare with no cuts at all to Social Security or Medicare.
Social Security is my money. It's your money and it's everybody else listening. The government should not, how dare the government propose to take away
you completely.
Your and my money. We worked our entire lives. We put that money in there and the government has no right to take that from us.
I agree with you completely. And you have just agreed with the first 10 principles on DonaldJTrump.com/platform. You have just agreed with the top 10 items on Donald J. Trump's platform page.
Okay.
Which, by the way, I will show you the picture.
I just read them to you off of his platform page. Just like the guy can't stay on narrative for the campaign.
I don't trust him to do anything right. I love you, brother.
I love you, too.
This round went to me.
Yeah, it did. It did.
I love it. We'll do this again. We'll pick another topic.
I got to last time, though.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
We'll take a quick break, and when we return, we'll take your calls. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. This segment of the John Whitmer Show, sponsored by Americans for Prosperity Kansas. Make your voice heard today. Visit AmericansForProsperity.org. And if you need to stay informed with the free Odyssey app, you can get the best breaking local news coverage from KNSS on the go. Just download the Odyssey app today and search KNSS to get started. And of course, while you're at it, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook and True Social pages. And follow us on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest news. Studio lines are open, 316-869-1330. We'd love to hear from you. It's time now for another Hartman Truth Minute.
You had your chance. Yes, a chance to elect capable individuals as governor and lieutenant governor, state senators, and reps. Some folded their tails between their legs. 10 counties decided for the other 95, Kansans' future, or lack thereof. Let's review. Governor Kelly vetoed 75 tax cuts. The latest opportunity to provide what Kansans deserve cost taxpayers $84,000 in a special session. Result? Failure once again. A watered-down tax plan. If your electeds can't balance their own checkbooks, how do we expect them to calculate a real tax cut? Topeka is no different than D.C. Stop electing the same individuals that are nothing but talking heads on a good day. The people's checkbook, your checkbook, has a $4 billion reserve balance. Let's clean out the rhinos and any others that voted against our future. The electeds couldn't override the governor's veto. They don't seem to support the people of Kansas. It is our duty to make corrections at the ballot box as soon as possible.
Wink is absolutely right, folks. Elections have consequences. We saw that last year. We couldn't get a decent tax cut. I mean, the one we got wasn't bad, but it could have been a whole heck of a lot better. Don't forget to listen to KNSS daily for my new Carry On commentary. It's you'll hear it at least three times a day, 5 days a week, right here on KNSS. Marty, you're on the John Whitmer Show. Thank you for sticking around.
Hi, John. Been a while since I talked to you. I just kind of have a little opinion about something. I could be wrong, but you know, I don't understand how in the world they could say Harris is leading in some of the polls. To me, I think what they're trying to do is they're trying to prepare the people to say, hey, she's ahead. That way they can cheat. Then the people will say, oh, well, she was ahead anyway, and so they'll just accept it. I don't know. Maybe that's wrong way of looking at it, but I just don't trust the way elections are anymore, especially with the illegals coming in and some of them getting driver license in certain places and possibly being allowed to vote. I just think there's going to be a lot of cheating done. I hope that there's a lot of eyes watching the election. And God bless Donald Trump, and I sure hope he wins.
Well, Marty, I appreciate the call. I mean, right now, you got to keep in mind these things are so fluid, and a lot of it depends on who the polling agency is and what. I mean, I've conducted polls when I've worked for campaigns. I've worked for so many campaigns over the years. I know how this works. Depending on how you phrase a poll, whether it's a push poll, whether you're using likely voters or registered voters, the one thing I can tell you at this point, it's too far out. There's so much distance now between now and the election. But right now, on average, to kind of give you Marty's point, right now the average has Harris at 46.4, Trump at 43.8, and Kennedy at 5. The only real constant number here is the Kennedy number. At best, the highest that he was ever at was at 5.7, and that was back in July. But on average, this is basically a one-month summary here. Kennedy's averaging around 5. He's really a non-factor. You know, these numbers have been pretty fluid all along. She's going to get a bump. She's had this little bump now. She'll probably get another 1 or 2 point bump. Right now, she's up by 2.5. The margin of error typically is 4. So it basically means this poll is tied. And it depends on what poll you go to. CBS has got them effectively tied. The Economist has Trump up. A Washington, D.C. Washington Post ABC News poll has Trump up by 1. Fox News has Trump up by 1. So it depends on the polling and who you're talking to. Again, at this point, I wouldn't give many polls a whole lot of credence, because it's just too early. But the one thing that I can tell you that has been a topic of conversation, a lot of the meetings that I've gone to, I was just this weekend, I went to the opening of the Estes campaign headquarters here in Wichita, and there's a genuine concern of apathy. And we can't afford Republicans. I mean, Democrats, as far as I'm concerned, they can be apathetic. If they don't want to turn out, I'd be thrilled to death if they get lazy or take things for granted. But Republicans cannot afford to get apathetic or to think that this is in the bag, or for that matter, to get depressed and think we can't win. We have to get out and vote. We have to get motivated. We have to get energized. We have to do anything and everything that we can. If you're able to write a check or donate, then do so. If you're not financially able to do that, then go door knock. My wife and I door knock every week for Americans for Prosperity, because it's a way that we can give back. But if you can't door knock, if you don't want to door knock, make a phone call. If you don't want to do that, go lick envelopes. You know, go down to party headquarters and see, hey, what can I do to help? And if you don't even want to do that, then just get a yard sign. Do something as simple as that. Because by doing that, you're showing I support. Maybe your neighbors will then see that and say, hey, that, you know, I know Bob, and Bob's a conservative, and if Bob's voting for so-and-so, then I should vote for so-and-so. But do something. Last of all, of course, vote. But you gotta do something. This is John Whitmer. We're going to take a quick break, and then Chris Kobach, our Attorney General Chris Kobach, will be with us. We're going to talk a little bit. He's been, by the way, if you ever worried about what Chris Kobach was going to do, he told you exactly what he was going to do when he campaigned. He came out straight out and said, I'm going to sue Joe Biden. And he is doing exactly, he is honoring his campaign pledges. And now he's made another one, and he's delivering on that campaign pledge. He's going to join us here to top off our 8 o'clock hour to discuss a lawsuit filed by his office in federal court this week, designed to stop the Biden-Harris administration from giving Obamacare to illegal aliens. We'll be back right after this.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.